Coco was able to understand more than 1,000 signs of the of what Patterson calls guerrilla sign language. In contrast to other experiments attempting to teach sign language to non-human primates, Patterson simultaneously exposed Coco to spoken English from an early age. Reports state that Coco understood approximately 2,000 words of spoken English in addition to signs. Coco's life and learning process has been described by Patterson and some of her collaborators in a number of books, peer-reviewed articles, and on the web. As with other great ape language experiments, the extent of Coco's mastered and determined demonstrated language through the use of these signs is disputed, but it is generally accepted that she did not use syntax or grammar and that her use of language did not exceed that of a young human child. Coco was born at the San Francisco Zoo and lived most of her life in Woodside, California. The name Hanabiko, literally means fireworks child, is referred to the date of her birth, the 4th of July, 1971. Coco gained public attention upon initial reportage of her adopting of kittens as pets. Coco died on June 19th. She was 47. Is that old for a gorilla? Anyway, she is our ultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is Robin Williams. I recently had a mind-altering experience communicating with a gorilla. Her name is Coco. We shared something extraordinary. Laughter. Coco understands spoken English and uses over 1,000 signs to share her feelings and thoughts about daily events. Life, love, even death. It was awesome and unforgettable.
I'm gonna adopt you.
She had my sunglasses on. Turned away and then she looked out the window and she looked great. They actually looked very nice. She turned out the windows just like...
You, Chase. Okay, where should you guys all go? Into the kitchen or in... Tickle. She wants you to tickle her. Yep, that'd be good. Or in the thighs. Mm-hmm. She likes that. Tickle. Tickle. Now you don't pinch. Sweetheart. She's got a handful of business cards. Just watch your movie. Maybe she knows your face. And that's it. Do you remember this? And I think she remembered you from the video.
Maybe, yeah,
very
she
funny.
Saw, yeah, she saw that. It was fun. She's having a good time.
Oh, she wants a drink. Want you a drink now? Good. Drink.
A Belinda favorite, Frantic Faye. And with that, that closes out our radio obituaries for this evening. And they'll be back again next week, I guess. I don't have the list in front of me right now. I'm forgetting it's somebody new actually doing the show next week. So that'll be exciting. I hope Belinda coaches her well. Anyway, I have been not Belinda, and this has been Bubbles in the Think Tank. We brought you 2+ hours of silliness tonight. It's now 1:14, according to that digital clock there up on the WMFO wall. We'll have one more tune for you. A special thanks to Diane, who's been here with me tonight, searching out some of these songs on the web to play for you during the radio obituaries, because our CD player was not cooperating and my iPod was not cooperating, so we had to resort to the web a lot. But that's okay. We made it happen, and that's the important part. We'll have one more song here to go out with you before we turn you over to our Autotron DJ, but one more piece of silliness for your edification and delight. Thank you all out there on the Facebook chat group for sticking it out and playing along. It's good to have you back. And I'll be back next week on the Facebook group, and I think Christian was her name, is going to be in here next week, and then I'll be back here in 3 weeks, and then finally Belinda herself will return in mid-late July. We all await that with bated breath. Bubbles in the Think Tank, and your silliness here at WMFO in Medford. Our last tune for the evening. We bid you adieu.
Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville. The Mickin Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillevanians. here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship bitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship bitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. Burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Your father had a loving you has made me bananas.
And this is WMFO in Medford. I'm attempting to... Oh yeah, here we go. It's been a little while since I've actually had to load something here. So bear with us while we figure out this. What our date now is... What's the date, Dee? We're in the 22nd now, right?
Well, it's the 24th, but that's Sunday.
So well, 23rd. we are in the 24th now, so we're going to load this right here. And then we should just press play and see what happens. WMFO in Medford. And here is Rick.
I recognize that beat. He's been messing with my mic stand. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support over the years. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much. Good night. By the way, this wine is excellent.
Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Faith in the good things that good humans can. gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Yeah.
gonna stay right here. Tear the Bauhaus down. I love you, baby. I tell the world I do. I love you, baby. Tell the world I do. There's no one else for me in this world but no use in weeping.